I live here in Los Angeles now, but I'm from Canada. And a couple weeks ago, I actually had to fly back home to help my mom sign into her iPad. Yeah. Have you guys ever had to, like, talk your mom through a tech issue over the phone? Yeah. I was like, it's going to be cheaper for me to just book a plane ticket and pay for these minutes. But I don't mind helping my parents with that stuff because I like to see what they do with technology. They're the best on it. I have a stepdad. His name is Henry. He's like almost 70. And I got the best email I've ever received from anyone from Henry recently. I got a ding on my phone. I pick it up. Email from Henry. Subject line just says, lesbians. Here's the thing. If you're sending someone an email that you need them to read, that's your subject line. They will clear their schedule to read this email. And so I open it up. And it turns out it was one of those chain emails with just a bunch of jokes about lesbians. And it wasn't the most progressive material, you know? It wasn't hateful, but it was ignorant, for sure. There were so many. I didn't even scroll through all of them. But it was funny, not because of the jokes, but because at the top of the email, I could see who else he sent it to. And this is the list, all right? It was me, my mom, my sister Ashley, Serena, who is Ashley's lesbian life partner. And then 8 to 10 of my mom's clients and business associates. That's who got it's such a weird list that it makes me think those might be his only contacts. Feels like a send-all situation. So I laughed, I put the phone away. That wasn't the email that I'm telling you about. You just needed to know that for this next part. Because 2 hours later, I get another email from Henry. This time, the subject line says, re-lesbians. Which already sounds hilarious to me, because it's so formal, you know? Like, oh, regarding the homosexual ladies we were discussing earlier, I had a few follow-up thoughts for the board. And I open this email. It's an apology email, obviously. And I read it, and I memorized it, so I can tell you. It said, I'm so sorry for my last email. I did not realize that there was lesbian pornography at the end of it. So I immediately scroll back to the last email. And because I didn't read the whole thing before, but there at the bottom was just some of the most aggressive visual lesbian porn I've ever stumbled across. And it were just, you know, two ladies locked in a loving embrace. And so I saw that, and then I go back to the new email, the apology email, and I finished reading it. And basically, he just said, yeah, I didn't read the whole email before I sent it. And so then I scrolled to the end of that, because now I'm going to read every email he sends in full. I'm not going to miss one pixel of these emails. And I get to the bottom of this one, I realize Henry made a very big mistake, because when he clicked reply all, he then clicked include attachments? Yes. Because the porn was still there. So he's apologizing for sending us porn, but in case you didn't see it, here it is again. This is the porn I'm sorry for showing you. You just got re-lesbianed. All right, thank you very much, everybody. Have a good night.